Good morning. What a lovely piece. Thank you, Dennis. The Lenten melody gets us in a thoughtful place, I think. I'm Barbara Fote. I am a member here of the congregation, and I am here to welcome you, whatever brings you here, whether it be custom or crisis or curiosity, you are welcome. And I usually have my stole on. I didn't get it on yet, but they are up here and in the back. They look like puzzle pieces because we believe that everybody fits into God's world here, and whoever you are, we welcome you in the tapestry of this wonderful congregation. If you are new with us, I'm on the welcome team, and there's a couple other people floating around. We hope to give you this brochure that tells you about all the exciting things that this congregation is doing to make this neighborhood and this world a better place, and some of our spirituality types of events. In your bulletin, you will find a yellow slip. One side says attendance, and whether you are a first-timer or a thousandth-timer, we would love to know that you are here. And if you're a first-timer and you'd leave us some contact information, we'd love that, just so we could say hi and let you know what's going on here. But we promise not to stalk you. And then the second side is a prayer request. If you would like this read aloud during the service, write that. And today's going to be a little different. There will be two different times during hymns when the ushers will be collecting those, and I will let you know about those. There is an abbreviated form of worship in the bulletin that you got, but most everything will be up on the screen. And if you're interested in any of the liturgy and you want to know more, there are QR codes here. And if you have a smartphone and know how to use those, you can get the full liturgy. Restrooms and childcare out here, time for fellowship in the back gathering room, and a reminder that children should always be accompanied by adults. That's part of our safe sanctuary policy. A couple of opportunities for Christian service that are coming up. First of all, we really believe in fellowship and community here, and so if you don't have one of our church directories, you may not know who everybody is, and everybody doesn't remember to wear their name tags, so it's a great way to have that directory to get to know folks. So Gail, if you'll hold your hand up, you're going to have directories after the worship service, right? Okay, if you ask for one last Sunday, she's got it. Come pick it up. And if you don't have one, she'll put you on the list because it sounds like these are being made to order, so they're very up to date. So that's part of our fellowship. Next Saturday, the 30th, from 10 to 2, we are hosting people from all around the state who are here to talk about the Reconciling Ministries and that's right, yes, and our church's position on LGBTQ, and we need a lot of folks for hospitality and help and setup and childcare and food, and there's a number of us, including Nelson and I, who are out of town, so we need everybody to step up. Even if you could just do an hour, that would be great. You wouldn't have to be here the 4 hours. Anybody could stand and direct parking, I think, and help register or put out food or direct people around to different rooms and where things are. So Sharon is going to be out in the Peel entrance after the worship service, and she's got a sign-up sheet. And she's in the back there in the gray. Look for her out there, because we really do need a lot of folks. So even an hour would be great. We're a part of a group called the Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse, commonly known as ACTS. And the banquet is coming up. I would call your attention. That info is in the bulletin. And then Earth Day is coming up. Saturday the 27th, we've committed to cleaning up this neighborhood. It's kind of fun. Come pick up trash. So William, where's William? Hold your hand up. Has a sign-up sheet. And today is the last day to sign up. I think you get T-shirts and some other things, so we have to know who can help. So please see him. Again, opportunities to be in ministry and fellowship to make our world better and to honor our faith and put our faith into witness. So those are some of our opportunities for Christian service. Let us continue our worship now with our introit.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia, and I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at this church, and I would like to send out a warm welcome to each and every one of you today. Yesterday, there was someone real special to our community who had a birthday, and that is Amy DeBurgess, our music director. We have a cake, yep, and we also have some birthdays. Today, we have Lynn, who's ushering. It's her birthday today, and Dean Moyer's birthday is today. He's not here, but hopefully he'll come in late. He's starting his 87th year. Is there any other birthdays I am not aware of at this moment? Okay, Lisa Whalen. So let's sing Happy Birthday. Amy has made this time of worship so special, so I wanted to be sure to say happy birthday. So our Lenten journey continues, and as it does, we will be focusing on slowing and quieting our lives to make room for God's love and care to break through our busyness. When an unexpected invitation offers a fun activity and we weigh it against our to-do list, often obligation wins out. That's what happens to Martha in our scripture today. Jesus is right there in front of Martha and Mary, and yet the pressure seems too great for Martha to make a different choice and to take advantage of a moment that will never come again. It's not that it's bad to work, and certainly keeping our work obligations is important, but if it constantly comes at a cost of missing out of important being in the moment opportunities, perhaps it's time to reassess, to tune in to the bigger picture. No one in the end of life will say, "I wish I had spent more time at the office."
Crowded lives we lead, find the room for hope to enter, find the frame where we are free, clear the chaos and the clutter, clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter, be at peace and simply be.
Well, that simply be is hard for me and maybe for you too. So I invite you to take a deep breath. And if you have a watch on, maybe you want to just put it aside and turn that phone off. If that makes you anxious, that's okay. You can try next week. But being free of those things, just take a moment and notice. These simple acts, or maybe not so simple acts, can be a sign of commitment to give ourselves a break, to give ourselves just an hour to catch our breath, and to give ourselves time to give God attention. That's why we're here today. Will you please stand in body or in spirit and join me in our call to worship? It's a prayer for clearing out. God of our present moments, we struggle to make sense of our choices. Let us draw into this time of worship to tune in to the bigger picture. Help us to clear out the false ideals that drive us away from what is really important. In the name of Jesus, who invites us to wholeness, amen. God's love is deep and wide and free. And remember, if you have a prayer request, we're going to have those collected during this hymn. But join me now in singing Come Away With Me. It's a new hymn with a simple and a pretty tune. Somebody in the choir is going to help us by singing the first verse to help us learn it.
Come away with me to a quiet place, apart from the world with its frantic pace, to pray, reflect, and seek God's grace. Come away with me, come away. Of a hill in the Galilee, in gardens like Gethsemane, come away with me, come away. Come today with thoughts of the countless ways that pass, that love blesses all our days, and join with me.
Before you settle back into your seats, we're going to take time to connect with each other. Maybe you want to ask, how tuned in do you feel to life? But will you please give the peace of God to those around you as you greet them?
Will the children please join me up front as they are comfortable? How are you? So this morning, I've been thinking and thinking and thinking about what we could talk about and what I could say to you, and nothing has come. So I thought that I'd just sit down and I'd ask you a question. First of all, I thought I'd ask you if you have any questions for me. And if you do, I'll answer them. And if not, I have a question for you. Do you have any questions for me about anything? Okay.
What did you guys do last time?
Oh, what did we do last Sunday? I'll tell you after worship because it might take a while, but we did something similar to this. I don't remember if last week was the week we did we do the clouds last week? Okay. So last week, during this time, we laid on the ground here and we looked and pretended that the sky was up there and we talked about what kind of clouds we saw. If we saw anything in them. Like, have you ever done that before, looked at the clouds and saw maybe a bunny rabbit or a face or something like that? Have you ever seen shapes? Yes. So you saw a dragon once? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a unicorn.
You saw a unicorn in the sky, in the clouds? Nice. So that's what we did last week. Any other questions? Okay. So here's my question for you. Are you ever in a situation like maybe outside or inside or with friends or by yourself where you feel like God is present? Yes? Can you tell me about one? Are you comfortable with that? No, okay. Anyone else? Sometimes when I'm, it's both. Sometimes when I'm alone, I know God is with me. Maybe it's something I notice or feel or hear or just, you know, feel present. But sometimes it's when I'm with friends, because sometimes friends or family members can sometimes say something that I think maybe they're saying it and it's coming out of their mouth, but it's something that God wants me to hear. And sometimes I know God is present in those situations too. Can you think of anything else? Were you surprised when a baby was born over there? Was that like, wow, God is with us? Because it's kind of crazy that there's like, your mom has a big belly and then all of a sudden there's a baby, right? Yeah. All right, well, I would love to pray with you. Would you be willing to pray with me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Loving God, we are so grateful for all the times that you are with us. Let us be mindful of the times when you are with us, and let us stay tuned into those moments, whether they're when we're by ourselves or in a group. We pray that you continue to touch our lives so that we might continue to touch others' lives as well. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you for talking with me. And so what you can do is either go sit with who brought you, or you can sit at this table and you can color. All right, so it's up to you what you'd like to do. We don't have a special project, but you can just color.
As we continue our worship, we're going to listen to the scripture as Luke recorded it in chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. This is about Martha's lazy sister, Mary. You know that story? Mary just sat there and listened. Well, Martha's in the back doing all the work, right? Anybody ever been the Martha and resented the Marys besides me? Yeah. Yeah. Was that fair? Well, I'm reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and we'll see what Jesus says about this. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, Jesus, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who just sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she finally came and asked him, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to come help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by so many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and that won't be taken away from her." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our choir now will continue our worship with some music. Sing, Pray, and Walk.
Good morning again. Thank you, choir. we find ourselves in this setting with two sisters, some other people, and Jesus. And they both are devoted to Jesus. One keeps the social norms of the time as a woman. She gives wonderful hospitality to her guest, Jesus. And the other goes a little, not astray, but she does something that's out of the norm for women. She goes and sits at Jesus' feet to learn, to study from a teacher. Not as usual as being a hostess in her time. Martha is doing her job of offering hospitality to Jesus. But then she breaks one of the rules. And it's a rule that even you and I try to keep. She puts Jesus in the middle of an argument. Right? She asks Jesus to be the referee between sisters. Not a good idea. Just saying, if you're a host, don't do that. She asks Jesus a question. Martha is serving, but she's not staying focused on her job of hospitality. She's not focused on her guest. She's not focused on Jesus. All Martha can think about is her sister not helping. Has anyone stewed before? Do we have anyone here who can stew? A few of us can, it seems. Where we're sitting there looking at Mary saying, she is not doing her job, and I'm just going to think about it, and it's going to eat away at me. She's not focused on her guest. She's not focused on Jesus. But on Mary and all of her frustration that goes with it. So when I was first married, I think one of the first big parties I hosted, or we hosted, I should say, was my daughter's first birthday. And we had a lot of people there. I guess there hadn't been a baby born in the family in a while. There was probably like 30 people at a one-year-old birthday party. As I look back, I'm like, what was going on there? But anyway, I was trying to clean up as we went along, and I was missing the party. And so my mother-in-law came in to the kitchen, and she gave me some of the best advice ever. She said, that was the last thing I said. She said, go spend time with your guests. The cleanup can wait. And I listened to her, and I went, and I enjoyed the party with everyone else. It was the best advice. And every time I have a party, I do this, and I clean up after everyone is gone, and 9 times out of 10, because my mother-in-law is usually there, she is in the kitchen helping me clean up at the end. So it's also time for us to be together as well. So I'm thinking of Martha and how she could have, this is a choice, she could have spent some time with the guest and then cleaned up later. This scripture has been interpreted as Martha just not doing it right. Mary gets all the credit, but in another scripture, in many other scriptures, we are told to serve and to love one another. In fact, the text right before Martha and Mary is the text about the Good Samaritan, which tells us to be kind to everyone, stop what you're doing, help someone. And today, in our announcements, how many things did we ask you to sign up for? It's like the to-do list keeps coming. We have to keep serving. Scripture and life is so confusing, isn't it? What do we do? Serve? Do we sit at Jesus' feet? How do we do all this? Somehow, this keeps happening over and over. What if this text of Martha and Mary shows that we do both tasks? What if it's not either or, but step A and step B? We need to maybe what we need to do is be mindful, reflective, soul-searching before we get to work. So that when we get to work, we know that we are serving for the right reason. Scholar Matthew Skinner says, Martha's problem is that her service strays from attending to its rightful object of devotion, the Lord Jesus. So whenever we do anything, maybe what we first need to do is sit at Jesus' feet and reflect, and ask ourselves, is what we're doing or going to do Christ-centered? Are we doing it for the right reason? And maybe if it is not Christ-centered, we know that it's okay to say no to it, or it's the right thing to say yes. And maybe that's how we can sort out our yeses and nos. As I was thinking about this and reflecting on this scripture, I couldn't help but think about churches in general and how churches in general have a lot of meetings. Has anyone ever served on a committee in a church? Okay, are there a lot of meetings? All right. And in those meetings, a lot of times, we talk and talk and talk and not always take action. So I loved this cartoon. After Ted closes with prayer, there will be a brief meeting in the parking lot to determine what, if anything, was actually decided in the meeting. We need to think about, is it Christ-centered, and then go do it. So I like this book I just recently read called Simple Church. The author of Simple Church says, find out as a group, as a church, as a congregation, what is your core? What is your core belief, and what are you all about? And once you know what that is, every decision is made from that core. So if you want to have a parking lot barbecue, does that barbecue meet with this core value? If it doesn't, you're not doing it. If it does, you do it. And I find this simple church idea so refreshing. It gives us a clear cut, yes, we will do this, and no, we won't. And I hope that any church, part of their core or their core, will be Christ-centered. So what if, as we make decisions, we keep Jesus as our focus and notice? Where is God in this? Constantly asking, am I tuned in to God? Am I noticing all the places where God is meeting me and I am meeting God? Am I really paying attention? Am I sitting at Jesus' feet and noticing and learning so that when it's time to take action, I'm ready and prepared with the whys and the hows? So, some of you may, I'll try to figure out a new word, a synonym for it. So, a while back, I was a nanny. And I was asked to be a nanny by a friend for a little girl named Cammie. And so you might, as a grandparent, relate. That's the word, relate to this. I am not a grandparent, but as a nanny, and as someone who had a child who was in her teens, being with a baby was so wonderful. And so I would spend time with Cammie, and as she grew up, I started watching her when she was 3 weeks old, and as she started to grow up and walk, it was so wonderful to see the world through her eyes. And I know I've heard grandparents talk about this, how they let the dishes wait and the floors wait, and they just focus on the child because the child goes home and then you can do the dishes and you can do the laundry and you can do the floors. And in that time, I remember walking the neighborhood camp with Cammie, who was just like a year old, barely walking, holding her hand, and her noticing the leaves in the trees or the leaves that were on the ground and how they were different colors. And the bright orange big pumpkin, because it was autumn, on the steps of a house. And how that orange pumpkin, we walked into someone's yard just to see this big, huge orange pumpkin that she was just thrilled with. And how we noticed all these things. What if this is what Mary was doing? She was noticing everything that Jesus was saying. And maybe that's what this passage calls us to do. Notice when God is with us. Notice Jesus' teachings and how we can do these teachings in our everyday lives. And let's stay focused on Jesus. Focus on God. I'm going to close with a quote from Wayne Dyer. Give yourself a gift of 5 minutes of contemplation in awe of everything you see around you. Go outside and turn your attention to the many miracles around you. I'm going to pause my quote for a second because I heard about two miracles today, just this morning, and it was inside. So it's not just outside we see miracles, there's inside too. Okay, back to the quote. This 5 minute a day regimen of appreciation and gratitude will help you focus on your life in awe. And I will add this. We will stay focused on this awesome creator named God who continues to create and work through us. Amen.
I, like you, probably covet that wholeness that Jesus invites us to. If you haven't turned in a prayer request, it's not too late. The ushers will walk through as we sing the next hymn and collect them. Please join me in body or in spirit in number 382, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.
Please be seated. A time out provides a chance to reflect. It's a time away from the stresses and the stimuli of the rest of our day. Sometimes we just need that. During this Lenten season, we are giving ourselves a time out, and we are sending ourselves to the prayer chair. This is a time of letting go of things we do not need. We offer up to God our regret about the past, unburdening our hearts. God will never abandon us, even when we sometimes have abandoned God. Finally, we let go of worry about future things that we cannot control, giving it all to the loving God who holds us close and rocks us gently. I hope that you have identified a prayer chair at home and find some time each day to give yourself a time out in your prayer chair to let go and remember God's presence. We are going to have a time of a period of silence that will end with us hearing another verse of Come and Find Our Quiet Center. So let's enter our time of silence. And it's okay if your thoughts won't quiet down. Just slow down, perhaps, calling your attention to how you are sitting or your breath in and out. In this time, there's nothing expected of you. There is nowhere to go and nowhere to be. This stillness, this being, is enough.
Silence is a friend who claims us, cools the heat and slows the pace. God it is who speaks and names us, knows our being, touches face, making space within our thinking, lifting shades to show the sun, raising courage when we're shrinking, finding scope for faith begun.
Let us continue our prayer. For losing touch with the big picture and what's important, forgive us. For the times when we live to work rather than work to live, forgive us. Help us be mindful that our connection to you exists right here in the present. And putting off tuning into you right now robs us of the peace and the assurance you have to give. In this moment, we hear your promise, I am with you always. You don't ask us to give up our work, but you invite us simply to pay attention. We are your children, and we want to dwell with you. We bring our petitions to you this day, O God, the people and the things that we are worried about and yet know we cannot control. As we continue in a spirit of prayer, I will have a spoken prayer, and then we'll say together the Lord's Prayer, and please use whatever language that helps you feel closest to God. So as we begin our time of prayer, just relax, get comfortable in your seat. Maybe breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill our consciousness and open our hearts as we pray together. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Lord, help us not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be loved as to love, for we know it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we will be born to eternal life. Please join me now in the prayer that Jesus taught us, and on the screen you may see a prayer paraphrased from the Anglican Book of Prayer of New Zealand. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom, sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In the times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trial too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And amen. So what does it mean to be a part of God's kingdom, a place where we are all kin or family, to come on earth as it is in heaven? We have a video today to share from Angela Palmieri, and you might not know her name, but Angela's at the top of the steps almost every Sunday to greet you as you come in. And here are some words for us from Angela.
Working at the pantry really helped because I like helping get diapers. I like with the little library. I like showing people where the bathroom is and helping others. I mean, even I like helping out with the when we have the breakfasts because I love help. I used to do that many times when I was in youth school. Started working at the pantry November 2015, and then a year later came to the church because I was a member of that since I was newborn.
How does it make you feel when you help people?
It just makes me feel good because a lot of people are out there that don't have anything. I even go into the community center when I was in youth group.
And how has it felt to come to this church for worship?
It's fun, but it's so sad because I never imagined in a million years that Ginger would ever close.
Do you feel like you were welcomed when you came?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say about how this church has affected your life?
And I love helping out being a greeter, help when you do the communion. One of my all-time favorite things I love doing at this church and at James Street was giving out the bulletins.
Angela's right here in the front row if you haven't picked her out. Angela, we're glad you're a part of us. We're glad you like being here. So lives are changed in this building and in this neighborhood. We open our doors to everyone. We hope that everyone feels truly welcome. We've been here for 150 years. Isn't that amazing? I believe today is the day that the university was chartered, and I know the university and our church, they laid the foundations the same day. I don't know that that's today, but we have a history here in this part of the city. Giving is a way we recognize our source for all that we have and a chance for us to share in mission and ministry to continue to make this neighborhood and this world a better place. So remember the yellow slips. If you didn't give one with a prayer, please do drop that in the offering plate as that goes by. And the choir will sing as we take the offering, "Hush, Somebody's Calling My Name."
Thank you.
this 21st century world, many of us, myself included, I must admit, have come to believe, however subconsciously, that being busy is what makes us a good person. Probably not. But join me in this prayer of dedication, will you? Loving, inclusive God, show us the way to be simply and honestly present with ourselves and with others this Lenten season. Teach us to repent or turn around from unrealistic expectations and false beliefs. Help us rededicate our rested selves to kingdom work. In our rested state, we have time to hear God's word for us. In our rested state, we have strength and courage to do God's work. In our rested state, we trust each other to share the work. In our rested state, we trust God's time. Amen. Well, trusting God's time is kind of hard, but Tommy Dorsey wrote in this next hymn, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." This came out of his grief at losing his wife and his infant son in childbirth. Please remain standing if you are able to and join in singing hymn number 474.
Please be seated. So keep using your prayer chair at home. The prayers for this week are in your bulletin, or you can use any prayer that feels right for you this week. Our God box over here is here for you because if there's a prayer that you would like to maybe let go of and give to God, you can bring it into worship and place it in the God box any week during Lent. And during Lent, instead of spending our time worrying, we're going to replace it with the Serenity Prayer. So let's say the prayer together. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage and the wisdom to know the difference.
In the spirit, let us travel, open to each other's pain. Let our loves and fears unravel, celebrate the space we gain. There's a place for deepest dreaming. There's a time for heart to care. In the spirit's lively scheming, there is always room to spare.
Receive these words. May you know that you are worthy to choose the depth of the present moment. May you dwell in the home that is God's love. May you tune into the directions of life that feed your spirit. And may you be reacquainted each day with an unhurried God who is calling you to dive deeply into love. Go in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.